Yeah, I mean, it was definitely slippery, but, I mean, that's no excuse. You know, Aaron was throwing the ball, you know, just fine in it. You know, the one to Greg, I just kind of squeezed too tight. I had plenty of time. It was great protection. Just missed it. And ball came out of my hand, bad.
Besides the couple of early throws, why do you think it took a while for the offense getting in down 14?
Yeah, again, I say it every week, but I think it's going to be a consensus every week, first and second down. I think, you know, we're not really giving ourselves a chance when those third and longs, and when you get in third and seven plus against defense like that, they can really, you know, give you some looks and make it tough to convert. And, you know, that was kind of the case.
A big play was that fourth and 15 pass to Gordon. Did he come back enough for that ball?
Remind me which one.
It was fourth and 15 in the fourth quarter, going towards the end zone. Is it like the 5-yard line?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, again, Josh plays extremely hard. I would never second guess that. So, like I said, when the bullet's flying, it's hard to say. But he plays his tail off every play.
Ran fourth and one in the first quarter on the pick. What did you see?
Yeah, they undercut it. They played it out as good as they could play it. I mean, it was a good route by Devon, but they undercut it. It was fourth down, so if I sit there and take a sack, it's going to be a turn and run down. So I thought I could maybe try to throw it, and just couldn't really step into it. It was great coverage. I mean, there's nowhere to go with the ball, and the guy made a good play.
Did you go into the game thinking short yardage, you might throw a little more than you improved?
Yeah, I mean, we saw some opportunities to get the balls, you know, in the flats and in the quicker throws. You know, it didn't work out for us. We got better as the game went on, but wasn't good enough.
Did the 14-0 change the game plan?
You know, I would no, because it was so early. I mean, it was still in the first half, and. You know, I think we stuck to our game plan. I thought we had a great plan going in. I just, again, first and second down and crucial opportunities, you know, missed throws by me and early, you know, on the one to Greg. And, you know, opportunities to make a play on third down that we missed, and it caught up to us.
What were you thinking on that, like, kind of underhand
play? Again, I mean, that situation, you know, I was trying to just throw a ground ball to Obi. Just didn't want to take a sack because I didn't want to get you know, take a sack there, but you know, it was my mistake. I gotta, you know, I'm gonna leave everything out on the field. I don't care, you can cuss me all you want, but I'm gonna leave everything out on that field, and I'm gonna fight till that clock says zero. And you know, that was that.
Brandon, Chet said you had your best week of practice. He thought you did. Packers had all these injuries on defense. Frustrating that you couldn't really take hold of.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anytime you don't feel like you played well enough to give your team a chance to win, you're going to think like that. But I did have a good week of practice. That's a great defense. I mean, those guys, you know, injuries or not, you know, I know they're missing a couple of guys, but they're extremely well coached. I mean, you watch them on tape, there's not a lot of margin for error. I mean, they do a great job on coverage and you know, give you a bunch of different looks. It was just, you know, we didn't take advantage of the plays when we needed to.
Discouraging?
No, I'm not. I'm not discouraged. I'm still. I told the guys when there was a minute left. I said, "Hey, listen, there's a lot of football to go. We got, you know, 9 games to go. Big one on the road again next week. You know, the last thing you do is start getting discouraged this early. There's so much that can happen. Still got a lot of faith in the guys on this football team. We got a good football team. We just, you know, you play a team like that. Good defense, outstanding quarterback. That's you know, arguably one of the best in the league. You can't give them those kind of opportunities. Yeah, I think, you know, in the style of defense, they're going to play late because they're, you know, trying not to let us back in the game. You know, they're going to put a safety over the top of him, you know, at times, and they're going to do some things to try to disrupt him. But his ability, I mean, he's, you know, he's got all the ability in the world. He's going to be fine. Definitely not discouraged for Josh or any other guys or anybody on offense. I mean, it's just it's part of this game. This is a tough, tough game to come in here on a road and play against that defense. It's tough. It's not going to be roses all the time, and you know, you just got to, when the opportunity is there, you got to make a play.
Did they blitz more than you thought, or get home with blitzing more than you thought?
I knew they were going to. That's just what they do, and then I think they saw an opportunity there, but they, you know, they do a good job. They got some good schemes in their blitzes and stunts and stuff up front. They're that's just what they do. They're an aggressive style of defense, and, you know, again, hats off to them. I give the credit to Green Bay Packers. That's a good football team. I mean, we're obviously very disappointed. I mean, we want to play play well week in and week out, and that's what we're paid to do. And you know, there's no shortage of confidence. I mean, we got our guys in. You know, full. You know, we're healthy and we're doing some good things. We're just not doing enough at the right time to get over the hump. But you know, these guys are we're battling. We're fighting to the very end, and it shows. You know, it starts with the head coach. He wants to fight till the very end. And that's kind of the mindset we have as a football team.
Thanks, Brandon.